11:15 is the time, and it is time for Kate's Corner. Kate's Corner today is sponsored by Pinpoint Tech. For custom-made solutions for your home, your business, all you have to do is visit them online at pinpointtech.pro.
Who does your business call when your devices are on the fritz? Hi, this is Logan from Pinpoint Tech, your locally owned and operated IT solution. Ignoring the problem is never the answer. Whether it's a device or network management, IT support, or monthly service contracts, we've got you covered. We can also provide web design, remote service, backup and recovery, tech installation, and so much more. You can bring your equipment into us, or we can come to you. For free consultation, please reach out to us on Facebook or give us a call at 816-629-6149.
Okay, we're back on Kate's Corner. Very special guest today and a friend of mine as well. So it's so wonderful to have her here, ladies and gentlemen. Miss Linda Snuffer from the Salvation Army. Thank you so much for joining me today, Linda.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, it's I've known so much about the Salvation Army because I've done work with them in different cities in the past. But I know most people, when you think Salvation Army, you think red bucket money, Christmas bell.
Right, right.
Oh my Lord. They do so much more. They're involved in so many things. It's so much more. So that's kind of what I want to talk to Linda about today. I want you guys to know more about our local Salvation Army, the changes they're making, the great things that they're doing for people, you know, the lives that they are changing every day in our community. And Linda, let's start off with the mission. What is the mission of the Salvation Army?
So the mission of the Salvation Army is to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ and to meet human needs in his name without discrimination. And our founders, Catherine and William Booth, or William and Catherine Booth, William was a pastor in England in the 1800s, and rather than to pastor in a church building, he saw the need to go out into the streets and to pastor to those individuals who did not come into the doors of the building. And that's where the Salvation Army started, the whole mission started.
That's fantastic. And you know, a few things that she mentioned, you know, I'm going to pull out the word discrimination. So, you know, wherever you are, wherever you come from, whatever you need, whether you're a part of a church or not, whether you're a part of a denomination, whether you've left the church for a reason, and maybe you're trying to go back, you know, if you are a human being, you are welcome at the Salvation Army.
That's right.
They are there to help you. They don't care what your color is, what your creed is, what your nationality is. They don't care if you've been released from incarceration. They don't care if you're part of the LGBT community, if you've been a victim of abuse. They don't care about any of these things. What they care about is that you are a child of God.
That's right.
And that's what you need to know first and foremost. So now you qualify. You've already qualified. We're done with that. We got that, out, out of the way. If you're listening, you qualify.
That's right.
So now you serve the Grundy and Livingston County communities.
Correct.
And that's a pretty large area.
Right.
I mean, that's a pretty large area. And we'll start off by Linda talking a little bit about some of the changes that have happened and, you know, some of the positive things going forward. So, I mean, the structure has changed some.
Yes.
So what changes have you gone through?
So about a year ago, we found out that we were going to remove the core part, or a core as in church part of the Chillicothe Salvation Army. There was a very small congregation, and so we helped them find a church here in the community. So we no longer have an officer there. However, we have the very same services that we had before, other than the Sunday morning service, and then we did have a women's group. So I am there now, the sole person that works there. However, I do have volunteers, and I can use volunteers. So if anybody out there who would like to spend some time helping, then you're very welcome to call me and let me know, and we'll work on that. Some of the things that we do in the area, year round, we have a food pantry. And that food pantry is on Thursdays. It's from 10 to noon and 1 to 5. And you can access that once every 30 days. And then we have what's called a bread pantry, where we do bread weekly on Thursdays. So if you got your full food pantry and next week you still need some bread, you come in and get some bread. And I tell people to call me. We don't want anyone to go hungry. There are other wonderful food pantries in this area and in the Trenton area as well. But, we want to make sure that you're fed. That's what God wants us to do, is to take care of others. So,
absolutely. And, we're talking about calling, so I'm going to mention this several times during our conversation. You can reach the Salvation Army and reach Linda at 660-646-3538. That's the phone number, and it'll be posted on the website when I post this up online later today. But we'll keep mentioning it. That's our phone number. The food pantry is really important. There are people who are in need, and someone said something so profound to me yesterday, Linda, and sometimes we don't realize. It takes someone to say something to us. Almost everyone is one check away from homelessness.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know what? Don't be too proud. If you need food, even if you're working, right. If you have a job and you're working, sometimes you can't make ends meet.
Right.
You need some extra help. That's what the food pantry's for. And, Salvation Army is not just a destination to go to. They're also a resource center.
Right.
We'll get you hooked up.
Right.
When they'll get you hooked up. So we got that. The Pathway of Hope.
Yes, Pathway of Hope is designed for families with children 18 years and under. And what it is there to do is to walk alongside of parents. Now, it may not be, it might be a single parent, might be an aunt, uncle. Again, we have multiple types of families. So whatever family you are, if you have children under the age of 18 and you have some things that you're struggling with and you just need someone to walk alongside of you, that's what Pathway of Hope is for. So I sit down with you. We start out once a week. We have discussions. We set goals according to your household. Some people may need transportation. Other people may need housing. Other people may be looking at education. You may be looking at just some services for your family. But it is this place where I can help you get some resources and move forward, take steps one thing at a time. We live in a world where we don't always have someone to go to.
Right.
And sometimes the simplest questions we just need answers to, and that's what this is about, is helping people get through those struggles to get rid of generational poverty, just to walk alongside of them.
Yeah, because at some point a change needs to happen.
Right.
And and they will help you, be that change.
Right.
Or assist you in being that change. I'll throw kind of a scenario at you, Linda. Say, a woman has been involved and it could be a man or a woman, been involved in a physically abusive relationship. They decide, I have no place to go, I have nothing, but I am walking away tonight.
Right.
Tonight's my night. They come to your door.
Right.
Are you able to help them?
What I do is I help them find resources. I have, as does many other places in Chillicothe, we have lots of resources here. To help them find a place to stay, to find a place to go to that's safe. And we do our best. And, of course, we don't have control over what is open, what's not. But we do. We walk alongside and we help show them where they can get to have safety.
Right. So Linda has a wealth of information. And, I just know in her head she's got this huge Rolodex file of all these names and phone numbers. And, good example. She can put you in the right direction. She'll help you make those phone calls and make those connections. And, it goes for any situation. So, it's about sharing resources. And that's
right.
One of the things that we're talking about today is share resources. You mentioned briefly about rental assistance. So you do some rental and utility assistance. What does that look like?
So we periodically have monies come in for rental. We just finished up. We were blessed to be able to put about $10,000 out in the community over the last 8 weeks for rent, utilities, and mortgage. And most of that had to do with COVID. Some COVID relief money that we received. We're looking at some Missouri homeless funding that should be coming in sometime in May, and there are certain qualifications that we'll have to follow the guidelines for that, but we're praying for that to come in May so that we'll have some more. So periodically we have different pots of money that do come in so that we can use for that. So we've been very blessed by being able to have that. So that's what the rental and utilities, what that looks like. And some people may say, I've called and asked about rent or, you know, rent money. Right now, we're in between. Mm-hmm. We're in between. So, again, resources. What I will do is if we don't have something, I will give you other ideas and areas that you can go to and call and check on resources as well.
Yeah, and there's a lot of them out there. You know, there's, mm-hmm. there's Missouri Safer and a bunch of other different yeah. organizations and opportunities. And, you know, she can get you hooked up with those. And what's great is all the money that is brought in stays local.
Yes.
This is all about being local. And did you go, does Salvation Army work off of just 100% like community funding, or is there grants involved, or
we do have some grants at different times, and that's what some of this utility and rent mm-hmm. money is.
Okay.
We are funded by donations. Mm-hmm. For the most part, that's where we're funded. But we have some different things. Like we have a POH grant mm-hmm. that comes in and helps fund things as well. So the POH part of the Salvation Army here.
Okay, so some programs yeah. are funded. Yeah. But again, it's about community donations.
For the most, it is.
Now, yes. someone, now, other than just like regular drives, and we're going to talk about one that's happening right now. If someone wanted to make a donation to Salvation Army today, okay. our local Salvation Army, what would they do?
They can do two or three different things. Number one, they could just bring it to the Salvation Army. They could call me. They could send it in the mail, regular mail, and it goes to P.O. Box 107 here in Chillicothe. And so that will go directly to the Chillicothe office, and it will stay in this community. And then also there are different ways, and you started to bring this up about what we can do. We're having a fan drive at Westlake's Hardware, Ace Hardware, and we do this yearly or annually. The drive will be from June 1st to June 19th. And what it is a roundup program. It's roundup, and then what will happen at the end of the 19th is the money that has been collected will be used to purchase fans, and those fans will come back into the community, and then we are able to distribute them to households. So by doing that, you can help with keeping households cool this summer. And last year, we had around 50 fans. We always have a great number. I think that's a good number to have, but the more we have, believe me, we can use, because we've had other communities donate to us if we didn't have enough. So it might be a scorcher this summer, as warm as it is right now. So if you want to do that, that would be a way. Also, if you want to donate food to the food pantry, our food pantry is solely donations. What comes in goes out, you know. So if you have an abundance, if you want to help, and that's the way you want to help, please feel free to call us and let me know, and I'll set up a time when I can meet with you, and you can bring those resources in as well.
And what is the address there? What is your local address?
It's 621 West Mohawk.
That down. I'm taking notes. I might have a test later.
That's awesome.
So there's a lot of great stuff going on now. For more information on Westlake Hardware, you can go to their website, westlakehardware.com/fan-drive. You can get some more information about that. Some fun facts you might want to know is that the fan drive is happening through the 19th. So one box fan can help reduce energy costs by properly circulating air throughout a home, or even help a small window unit air conditioner cool more efficiently. So that's something right there. That's a good one. Also, the drive continues to the 19th. And by simply rounding up your purchase at the register, so you know, you spend $1.95, you know what? 5 cents of that is going to go towards that fan. And let me tell you, that money adds up.
Yes.
That money adds up. So definitely go, you know, be part of this. And you're talking about older people that have some medical conditions. You have younger youth, they are desperately in need to be cool, you know, yes. during the summer, especially if it's bad. I mean, some of us can handle it to some point, but there's some people that medically and, you know, by their age cannot, you know, so they really do need your services. And I want to open this up to you. Is there anything that we have not discussed today that you would like to get out there?
I just want to let you know that we are revamping things. We want to be out in the community. We want to be doing things. We want to help. And in the part of that process, we are creating a service committee, which would be our board. Prior to now, we had an advisory board. So in revamping everything, we're working on a service committee. I would love to have your input if you're interested in serving Livingston or Grundy counties or both. Give me a call at 646-3538. I would love to talk to you about that and get you involved in either volunteering, part of the community, whatever it is that you may have talents in that you want to share.
Absolutely. And you're volunteering. Got it. You know, sometimes you might not have the money to volunteer, but one of my personal feelings is the most valuable thing that someone can do and give is their time. And if you don't have the money, that's okay. Give of your time. Help right. one another. Serve each other. And I always like to yes. tell people, leave the world and the people that you meet each day in a better position than how you met them.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, when you serve others, you're helping yourself too. Mm-hmm. Linda Snuffer, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Kate.
You're welcome. I forgot my name. Kate's Corner was brought to you today by Pinpoint Tech. For custom-made solutions for your home or business, visit pinpointtech.pro.